What's going on in San Francisco, man?
Well, it could possibly snow here this weekend.
Woo.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I buy it, but I guess there's a certain right combination of, like, weather and rain. Well, obviously weather, but basically cold and precipitation that may allow it to rain above 500 feet.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. So I guess, like, San Francisco is on the coast, so not much of 800 feet, but I guess maybe, you know, Mount Sutro or Mount Davidson or a couple of the peaks could get snow, and then maybe in the East Bay some places they get some snow at, like, really low elevations.
Yeah. Mount Diablo, Mount San Elias.
Places like that, I guess. So that should be, I mean, I don't know. I'm not sure if that's going to happen or not. A lot of times, you know, when you hear about these, like, weather reports, you know, oh, it's going to be the storm of the year, it's going to be so big and all this stuff, and it turns out to be, like, a little whimper, or it, like, kind of peters out over the ocean. I think so we'll see. But I mean, it's been pretty cold otherwise.
I was gonna say, I think, like, on a local weather, like, report scale, the storm of the year doesn't necessarily add up to much.
Yeah, I guess not.
Like, you could have several mild years in a row, and then, like, the local weatherman could be like, "This will be the storm of the year," and it's like, "Wow, we got, like, 3 inches of rain."
Yeah, especially, like, in California, we only get rain, you know, 4 or 5 months of the year. Whereas I think around much of the country, actually, it's kind of an every month phenomenon, right? Like, I'm on the East Coast, it rains during the winter and during the summer. And it's, like, different types of rain. It's, like, crazy humid, hot during the summer, where it's, like, thunderstorms. And during the winter, it's just, like, storm rains, I guess, right? Whereas in California, we are pretty lucky. It's, like, basically storm rain from October to March, maybe.
Yeah.
And then it's just dry the entire rest of the year. So when we get it, it dumps, and then they, like, have, like, Storm Center 4, your latest on the storm that's coming through the area. It's like, all right, you know, it's like, I don't know if we need Storm Center 4.
Did we really need the drums and backup music? It's like, Storm Watch.
But I don't know. It's funny because I do go on the... whenever it does rain here, it's, like, the biggest thing to me. I just love it. Because it's, like, I used to live in San Diego and it never rained here. And here it rains when it rains, it just rains for, like, a day. You know, there it rains, and it rains for, like, 3 hours and it's done. It's like, okay, that was kind of, that's a nice little interlude, I guess you could say, right?
Yeah.
But here it just rains and rains and rains. And then I like to go on the local news website. And the first thing, like, right dead center in the middle of the thing is, like, the newscast, the video newscast, because that's what people want to know about. Like, what's going on with the weather? Is it going to rain? Is it going to rain some more? How are the rivers doing? Like, you know, are the coasts eroding? What's going on? Just, I don't know. I guess I'm sort of falling into the whole local weather thing. It's really exciting.
I need something to do after dinner.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, yeah. But yeah, I think that's been the story lately. It's just been really cold lately, like, and rainy. But and you know, our house, it's funny because, like, we're complaining about my western problems to you who live in a place where there's, like, literally a drought and it's affecting the water supply. But it's also really cold here, and my house, like, has lots of really drafty windows, and the walls are not very well insulated. So, like, when you come home from work or whatever, you know, it's, like, in the low 50s in the house, which is pretty cold, I think, you know, and you know, heating up the house, it just takes forever because our heater is not very, like, we only have a one, it's central heat in that there's only one heater in the center of the house. Mm. And so you have to turn it on. It's like, I rigged up this whole, like, I have a fan, like an external fan that just, you know, for when it's hot, and I turn it on so that it, like, pushes all the hot air around the house. But by the time it gets to the extremity, of the house, it's actually just like, it's like a warm 65 degrees versus the 55 that's actually the room temperature. So I don't know. We're sitting around bundled up, you know, like, wearing, like, 4 layers and, like, thick socks and, like, a scarf inside the house. It feels like I'm camping almost.
Do you usually acknowledge other campers, or do you ignore them?
What do you mean, when I go camping?
Well, no, I'm saying, like, if it feels like you're camping, like, you know how when you're camping, there's sort of a weird social dynamic between your campsite and the other campsites?
Yeah.
It sort of depends on how crowded it is.
Right, and it's funny because, like, you want to go all the way out into the wilderness to, like, sort of see the big open thing, but these campsites are always, like, 20 feet apart.
Yeah.
It seems like they could, I mean, I'm sure it's, from a conservation point of view, it's might as well, like, get rid of all the tree chopping in one area, but it's like, if the campsites are more spread out, everybody would have a better, like, feel of nature, I guess. But it's like, yeah, it's like this huge open expanse, and you're right, like, you can hear pretty much the conversations of everybody around you, especially when it's like a big group, and they're all like, yeah, you know, like, hey, it's so great to see you, or let's play some cards, or whatever. You can totally tell what card game they're playing, you can tell what conversation they're having. You can see, like, five or six campfires from your campfire.
Yeah.
I guess that's kind of like being in San Francisco, because you know all the houses are all really old and drafty, and, like, they're also so close together that you can see other people. Like, if I look out my window, I can see, you know, five or six other apartments, you know, and, like...
That's what I was saying. Do you acknowledge those other campers, or do you ignore them? Do you wave to them when you make eye contact? Are you like, hi...
I guess that's kind of creepy. I guess it's kind of creepy in the city. I feel like you're not supposed to look into other people's apartments. It's funny because, like, yeah, like, we have these, like, drapes, you know, and it's like you could close them if you want privacy, but it's like I want privacy, but I also want to be able to look at my window. But then your natural reaction is to look into other people's windows, and then if you see them looking at you, it's like, well, and you know, I do this weird thing where I get up and stand by the window because I like looking out the window. You can't just look out the window from your couch because then you're just looking at the sky, right? In order to see something interesting, you've got to go stand by the window to look down on the street and look at the people walking by. But then if they see you looking at them, it's like kind of creepy. It's like, oh, why is that guy looking at me? It's like, oh,
yeah.
I don't want to be that creepy guy. I just want to look out the window.
That's rough, man. It's a tough decision right there.
First world problems.
Yeah. I thought we should rename this podcast. It should just be called First World Problems. Maybe that should be a different one.